Warning. This show features explicit adult content, action, violence, and sexual situations. Listener discretion is advised. Yuki, Space Assassin. Bonus number 2. Space Marine Biology. Mission Log. Terran Year 2664.61. Me and the team have been called up to the hangar bay by Sergeant Vang. Something about some new Xeno recruits coming in for support on our latest mission.
Listen up, ladies. We're 3 parsecs from Zaldimar 4. We're to be joined by a legion of Quoran elite soldiers. You've heard of them? Aquatic beings? Tentacle appendages? Isolationists. They're joining the fight against the Meraxians, because they hate them more than they dislike us. Yes, Private Tsukamoto?
I had a question, boss.
Let's hear it.
When they get spooked, where does the ink come out?
Kanan, I want you all to show utmost respect for our allies. I want you all to be as ambassadors of all Federation species, except Tsukamoto. You will be too busy calibrating that power system with our super-light core to sell them drugs from the med bay.
It was one fucking time.
What was that, Private?
Sir, yes, sir.
We won't be having another interspecies incident on this ship. Dismissed!
I'll show you an interspecies incident you're not gonna believe, sir. The captain appointed one of them to show me around. Give me the tour of the Superlight Core, you know. Shit like that. Right away, my suit was dripping with condensation from the ship's warm, humid climate. I found myself studying their bodies because, you know, like I'd never seen a Superlight Core before. With 3 long tentacle-like appendages on their hands instead of fingers. Oh, my mind went places.
Here we are, Power Control Center. Great place to sneak off for a smoke, too. Now, this touchscreen console is the one you want to use. Be gentle with the screen, though. Don't press it too hard with your bony appendages.
And what about your bony appendages?
Oh, we don't have bones. We are invertebrate. Our appendages require no... What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just taking this off. It's so warm and sticky on this ship. I don't know how your kind can stand it. Standard Federation regalia is a light, skin-tight, laser-absorbing mesh. But beneath that, I wore a sports bra and some panties. And right now, this tentacle boy could see all the way to Firaxis 5. If you know what I'm saying.
Is this normal human behavior?
Human female behavior? Sure. Yeah. Totally. So come on. Tell me more about those slippery appendages. Let me get a closer look. Let me see him a little closer. Ooh. Come on. Feel me up with them.
I believe I can arrange a demonstration.
My body was primed with excitement the second I felt those suckers on his hands touch the fabric. If it felt that good through some lycra, I just had to know how it felt on my skin.
I believe some of my mucus has gotten in your clothes.
Then take them off, stupid. I brought his slimy hands back and slapped them against my body. guiding those long, sticky fingers down to my waist. That feels nice. Nice? Nice was an understatement. Warm, coated in his slime. And let me tell ya, those suckers lived up to their name. It was like a six-pack of hickeys on my skin.
You taste quite nice.
Oh, baby, you can put those wherever you want, you know? Get it out. I know what you're thinking. God, what a slut. Fucking an alien from another quadrant before even learning his name. Well, sweet pea, in a galaxy like this, you never know when you're gonna get another chance to experience something new. I can feel those tentacle fingers of his on my thighs, leaving their little trail of wet, suctiony kisses on my ass, and baby, I know what I want to experience next. Fuck. You ever hear about the shocker?
What's that?
Two in the bow, one in the stern.
You sure?
Fucking go for it. Come on. Get those long fucking finger tentacles deep in there. Oh, come on. Come on. Fuck. That's good, but that's weird. Oh shit. Oh god. Oh fuck. Those tentacles. Let me tell you, inside me, writhing around like they had minds of their own. Actually, I think they might have.
Right.
It's like nothing I'd ever felt before or since. Wet, slimy, curling and twisting. Oh, sucking that sensitive flesh. And just hard enough that I could feel every single move. So that's where the ink comes from.
Yeah. Don't eat it, though. It's hallucinogenic.
What? Too late, hon. Fuck, that's got a briny tang. Exactly how long does this take to kick in?
Never mind.
Yuki, Space Assassin, was created by Sadistic Dreamer, starring Kit Nevada. Follow us on Patreon for more goodies. Sign up for the $2 tier and you'll get exclusive content, such as original writing by Sadistic Dreamer and bonus episodes. $6 will get you 1 week early access on all content, exclusive and otherwise. Go to patreon.com/sadisticdreamer and remember to follow us on Twitter at Yuki Space Ass. Yes, Yuki Space Ass. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, kitties. Sweet dreams.